a global one?
Well, technologically, it's easy. Technologically, I mean, that's what you know. It's based on the blockchain. That technology is well established. There are global cryptocurrencies at the moment, but I think we need to draw a very clear distinction between cryptocurrency and central bank digital currency. Cryptocurrency is based on the idea of independent nodes verifying transactions, so it's very egalitarian in that sense. If you and I exchange a contract, if I buy something off you or vice versa. A global network of independent nodes who are anonymous will perform a checksum and they will verify that transaction. So in other words, you and I, using, for example, a cryptocurrency, can effectively trust each other more because there's no third party, like a bank, verifying that transaction. And that's using the blockchain. Central bank digital currency is being presented as a kind of cryptocurrency because it is also based on the blockchain. However, if you control, in the model of central bank digital currency, if you control the nodes, i.e. the gateways of the system that are performing those checksums, then you turn what is a freedom-creating financial system, which is what cryptocurrency could potentially be, into an absolute control grid, because then you monitor every single transaction. So although it's based on the same technology, it is used in an entirely different way. So at the moment, we've got central banks all around the world introducing papers and studies and groups on how they are, you know, the Bank of England says that it hasn't made a decision yet whether it's going